What is going on, guys? It is Sam here, your host of Underground Underdogs. I'm coming at you a little late today. If you can't hear, I'm a little sick. So today I decided instead of highlighting a specific artist, I made a little playlist that has a bunch of artists that I've been listening to over the holidays and kind of some of the other cool artists that I found in the past week. And yeah, so that's what today's show is going to be about. Just kind of smorgasbord of everything. So I wanted to start the show off with a producer who goes by the name of Slipfunk, S-L-I-P-F-U-N-C. And his stuff is actually pretty good. Again, it's all samples, right? Which are instrumental tracks, which usually people buy to turn into something else or to rap over, other things like that. But without further ado, we're going to go through a few tracks off of his EP called Embrace. And yeah, we'll go from there. I'm going to play some tracks for you guys. They're pretty short and they're all kind of pretty chill, relaxed. We might even end up listening to the full beat tape, honestly, just because I think he is that talented and I think his music needs to be shared because I think he is a really cool artist. So without further ado, this is Amid the Flowers by Slipfunk from the EP Embrace. And I'll catch you later in a couple tracks. Enjoy. Alrighty there. Before we move on, I just kind of wanted to, you know, check in and kind of go over the songs that have been played and, you know, maybe talk a little bit about, you know, his music as a whole. But I was trying to look up some cool info about him, actually, and I had something earlier, but it doesn't look like I can find it right now. Again, we've been listening to the Embrace EP. We actually already listened to the first four tracks. Amid the Flowers, Cherry Smile, Glance, Summer Love, and, you know, we started listening to Lovesick Hug. I actually really, really like Cherry Smile. It's such a relaxing song, I want to say. It's very, very laid back, which I like a lot. And almost all of his music is like that, actually. But before I continue talking for the entire show, I'm going to go back to the music. Anyways, this is Lovesick Hug. We're probably just going to end up finishing the EP, honestly. It's not too long, and I think we're really enjoying it. So without further ado, here's the music back. See you guys in a bit. Welcome back, listeners. So we just finished running through the Embrace EP from Slipfunk here. Just in case you were looking to track those track names, we got Stuck in a Dream, Her Scent, Sweet Nothing, Lust in Translation, and the last track was called Moonwalking. And I know earlier I tried to look up some more information about this guy, but even on the internet I couldn't find too much for right now, so maybe in the future I'll talk about him a little more. But it was my original plan to play the playlist, so I'm going to go ahead and play some tracks from that. And, yeah, we'll go from there. I am actually going to play another Slipfunk song, because this was the one that was on the playlist that kind of inspired me to just play the whole EP, so we're going to start with that. It's called Breakfast with the Moon. It's actually produced by Slipfunk. So if you don't know what produced means, it means he's the one that kind of put together the song, you know, did the beat, once the vocals were tracked and stuff like that, he mixed, mastered, and put it all together. So without further ado, this is Pow Fu, Breakfast with the Moon. Produced by Slipfunk. Lay back and enjoy. And when you're back, we'll hit up some Brockhampton and keep the vibes relaxed, mellow, and chill. Oh, joke's on you. Just kidding. We already listened to the song because it was in the EP. All right, so we played ourselves on that one. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and scooch right into our Brockhampton section now. I'm going to be playing two songs. First one is called Summer. Pretty chill song. It's a little older. I would say, but still really good. It's got just such an immersive kind of feeling to this song. You can really feel yourself, I don't know, going out and having good times with your friends or just enjoying the sunshine. You can kind of feel that in the song, and I like that a lot. So without further ado, I'm going to play Summer by Brockhampton, and I'm going to play Bleach also by Brockhampton, and then from there, we'll move on. But without further ado, here is Summer by Brockhampton. Hello again, listeners. We are back again, and honestly, I was going to keep this show going with Brockhampton because I kept finding other great songs that were, you know, related to the two that were on the playlist, but I think I'm just going to do my show next week actually dedicated to Brockhampton instead of showcasing more songs tonight, because I think that there's definitely enough content out there to cover a whole show. So I think that won't be a problem at all going into the future. So I am going to go ahead and play the other two songs off the chill playlist. And then I'm going to play a new song again I found for you guys over the holidays. You know, just to keep that theme going of, you know, discovering new artists and spreading the content. So without further ado, this next artist is called Yellow Days. His music is a little more, I want to say, moody. It's very emo, low-key. It's kind of got that Mac DeMarco sound a little bit, I want to say, but I'll let you guys be the judge for yourselves. I got three songs on here from Yellow Days, Gap in the Clouds, A Little While, and How Can I Love You. So I'm going to go ahead and cycle these three songs. I'll come back, say goodbye, leave you with the new song I found for you guys, and I'll see you next week. So enjoy. Alrighty, so I just wanted to wish you guys the best of weeks, and I'll be seeing you guys next week for the show. But to end it off, we're going to start, well, we're not going to start, we're going to end, actually, with the song by the artist called Chetta. He's a rap artist, Chetta. His style is very similar to Suicide Boys, Bones, Puya, that kind of stuff. Without further ado, this is 40K, and then afterwards, I'll be leaving you and seeing you next week. See you guys later.